Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Friday morning. With contractor bankrupt, transitional housing complex on pause. The general contractor for the Lorraine Street Transitional Housing Complex declared bankruptcy earlier this month, leaving the project in limbo. Work continued on site until October 13, a city spokesperson confirmed to Sudbury.com, noting the second floor installation was completed, weatherproofed, cleaned and secured. Sudbury.com visited the site on October 26, and found a vacant construction site and a partially completed building with bright red building wrap. An interview with the city was requested, but one was not granted. A written statement was provided instead, noting, Nomotic Modular Structures Inc. was the general contractor for the Lorraine Street project. Nomotic declared bankruptcy on October 6, 2023. The completion of the Lorraine Street project continues to be a priority for the city, and city staff are working closely with the surety and the trustee to move the project forward as originally scheduled. The city spokesperson added that until they hear from surety and trustee, we have nothing further to add as it would be speculation. Read the full story. Two moose visit students at Sacré-Cœur School. Two moose visited students at École Secondaire du Sacré-Cœur on October 26. This morning, two moose, who are apparently attracted to the quality of education offered by École Secondaire du Sacré-Cœur, were found on the Griffin campus, CSC Nouvelin posted to social media in a translated Facebook post. These original visitors did not go unnoticed and attracted several curious. Read our story and view the photos. Sudbury man arrested for Espanola break-ins. Manitoulin, Ontario Provincial Police have arrested and charged a person they allege is responsible for multiple break-and-enters in Espanola. Police provided an overview of the three break-ins they say are linked to a Sudbury man. On August 17, shortly after 7 a.m., Manitoulin OPP responded to a break-and-enter at a business on Center Street in Espanola. Police determined that more than $4,600 in Canadian currency was stolen from the business. Then, on August 29, shortly before 3 a.m., officers were dispatched to a report of another break-in at a business on Center Street. In this case, multiple items were stolen from the business, with an approximate value of over $1,000. Finally, on September 8, shortly before 7 a.m., OPP responded to another break-in at a business, this time on Station Road. More than $4,600 in Canadian currency and a Samsung tablet were stolen from that location, police said. Read the full story. Leafs 365. Book gives daily reasons to keep loving the Leafs. Mike Comito has been a Toronto Maple Leafs hockey fan as long as he can remember. This wasn't a choice he consciously made, but rather something he kind of inherited. His mom is an even bigger Leafs fan than he is, and she's probably the reason he started cheering for the team. I think when it came time to follow a path, I chose her path, he said. I think a lot of fans of my vintage probably had somebody in their life that influenced them, whether it was one of their parents or their grandparents or an older sibling. Such as Comito's love of the Leafs that he recently penned a book about his favorite team, Leafs 365, published by Dundurn Press. It includes 365 short stories about the team's history, one for every day of the year, to remind fans why they still cheer for the blue and white season after season, despite the fact that the Leafs are under a curse, having not won the Stanley Cup since 1967. I honestly think that when that becomes your team at such an early age, there's really nothing that can shake that fandom, he said. Read the full story. City receives 420 carbon monoxide smoke alarms from Enbridge. Greater Sudbury Fire Services has received 420 smoke detector, carbon monoxide detectors from Enbridge Gas Inc., which will be distributed to residents of the city's outlying communities. It's a great initiative by Enbridge, because they look after fuel-fired appliances, so carbon monoxide is their big concern, Deputy Chief Nathan Mellon told Sudbury.com. Although smoke detectors should be in every home, carbon monoxide detectors are only required in buildings with fuel-fired appliances, such as those powered by natural gas, propane and oil. Still, Chief Prevention Officer Phil Dwaran said, there's no harm in having a carbon monoxide detector. The combination smoke, carbon monoxide detectors last for 10 years without the need for a change in batteries, and will be distributed by volunteer firefighters at the city's various fire halls. They will be handed out free of charge to those who need them, with the city targeting the city's outlying communities because volunteer fire stations tend to have a slower response time. The goal behind this targeted approach, Mellon said, is, so those individuals who may have an increased response time from fire services have the devices necessary to alert them to an emergency and allow them to get out of the house in a timely fashion. Read the full story.